and we want to know where you have found the best sandwich you've ever had as we talk with Jane Stern, co-author of the best-selling Road Food book series, talking about road food sandwiches coming up in just a few minutes. But right now, we are hungry for your financial support, and I hope Cheryl Gasser, the executive producer of our talk shows on the Ideas Network, can help me encourage you to call in a pledge this hour. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Joy. The number to call, let's start out with that, 1-800-383-9772. We have a goal during this 6 o'clock hour to raise $1,000, and the reason we have those goals hour by hour is to get to our overall goal. Now, this drive is unique because when we reach our goal, our overall goal, $275,000, when we reach that goal, the pledge drive ends and we go back to our regular hour-long programming. How are we doing so far, Joy, towards that overall goal?
We have raised just about $70,000 so far since the drive began and a little bit before when we were accepting the online pledges. So you know what I'd like to shoot for, Cheryl? By the time we're off the air at 9 o'clock this morning, I want that goal, which now stands at $205,000 to have that under $200,000.
I know
so,
we can do that.
So
listeners,
that would be making a little bit more than $5,000 this morning. We'll get that below the $200,000 mark, and that's a good milestone for us to shoot for. We can do that with your help, with your phone call. If we can whittle away at that overall goal, the sooner the pledge drive ends. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
It is so simple and quick. It takes just a few minutes to pledge. You can be the first call of the morning. You can also pledge online, WPR.org. And Joy, we hear from listeners time and again that one of the many things that they love about your show is the variety of topics you cover. You do everything from politics and the war in Iraq to health and nutrition, food, great sandwiches. You cover it all and you do it so well. It's really a joy to hear you, and listeners tell us how much they enjoy this program, how much they enjoy the hosting that you do, the guests that we bring on, and it really is a team effort, and listeners are part of that team, and members are part of that team as well. We couldn't do it without you, and we come to you just a few times a year to ask for your financial support, and this is one of them. So please go to the phone now, 1-800-383-9772. Let Joy know what a wonderful job she does for you.
Well, that's very nice, Cheryl. I really enjoy talking about the wide variety of issues that we do cover on this program. I love talking about politics, and we'll be doing that in our next hour when we talk to somebody about the first Republican presidential candidate debate last night. We'll do that in our 7 o'clock hour. We'll review all of the top political stories of the week in our Week in Review after 8 o'clock. But sometimes it's nice to take a break from politics and talk about things that are a slice of life, like sandwiches and food and arts and travel, things that that are important to our lives but maybe not screaming from the front page. And we will be doing that this hour. It'll be a lot of fun as we talk about road food sandwiches with Jane Stern. And we'll hear from you, I hope, about some of the great sandwiches you have found, maybe right here in Wisconsin or maybe in your travels as well. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. You decide how much to pledge. It's completely up to you. We don't have any set levels. There's no minimum. There's no maximum. It's up to you to look into your wallet and into your heart as to how much you should contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio.
And if you pledge at the $120 a year level, $10 a month, we will be sending you the member benefit card that entitles you to 2-for-1 benefits throughout Wisconsin, over 250 restaurants participating. So you'll buy one entree, get the second entree free. I'm sure some sandwiches on that menu, as well as performances and attractions, museums, online shopping. Lots of discounts for you for being a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772, WPR.org. You can be the first one to call this morning. Again, a goal this hour of $1,000. And we would love to get some pledges in, of course, before we talk with Jane and Michael Stern. And I think when people call in, Joy, they could let volunteers in Pledge Central know what their favorite sandwich is if they're not able to call in during the program. I'm sure we could get that information
well,
as well.
Yeah, that would be kind of fun. We could put them up as comments on on our computer to pass along as we're talking with Jane Stern. I think Michael's going to be sleeping in, but Jane Stern will be joining us in just a few minutes to talk about road food sandwiches. And Cheryl, that's a great tie-in that the member benefit card is something that you can test out sandwiches and a whole lot more at all the 240-some or more restaurants all over the state of Wisconsin that participate in this wonderful benefit. In fact, I have had more than a couple of sandwiches using my own member benefit card. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Really want to hear as well this hour from new members to Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe you just found us. Love to have you become a member, but maybe you've been listening for months, maybe years, maybe decades even, and simply haven't thought we were talking to you. Well, we are. We need you. We need your support. And we it's so wonderful that anyone who has a radio can listen to public radio. Mm-hmm. It's the honor system. You make a pledge because you believe in what we do and you want to support that. 1-800-383-9772, the number. Pledge online at WPR.org. Either way, it just takes a few quick minutes. It's safe and easy, and you're on your way, having done your part to help keep public radio going strong.
This is going to be, I hope, a fun hour. And we have, Cheryl, as you will remember, done a number of programs on food and great food and fun things like, remember the best fish fry in Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah.
We did a program on that. We did a program on where's the best hamburger in Wisconsin. I'm trying to remember. Just places on where you just find the best diner for a great breakfast. We've done a program on that. And a lot of response from listeners all over Wisconsin. It's just kind of fun to connect with each other as a community and kind of share not only our important thoughts about the political issues of the day, but to share our views and share information on great books and great movies and great food. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Because Joy's show connects you to Wisconsin, to your community, to the world. Make a pledge now. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. What is Wisconsin Public Radio worth to you? There is no set level. There's no minimum level pledge. There's also no maximum. We get pledges from $5 to $5,000 and everywhere in between. The important thing is that you make that call, make that pledge of support, and become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. If you're already a member, thank you so much for your support. If not, please make that pledge now.
We are always looking for new members to Wisconsin Public Radio, and these pledge drives, one way for us to reach out to new members. Maybe you have just discovered Wisconsin Public Radio not so long ago. Maybe you have been listening for some time, didn't realize that we do count on, need listener support to pay the bills, to pay for the programming that you hear. Or maybe you haven't been in a financial situation until now to make that contribution. For whatever reason, sometimes people can't contribute. Sometimes people move away and we lose them as members of Wisconsin Public Radio. So we always need to reach out to new members like you perhaps. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Our goal this hour, again, $1,000 is what we want to raise. We'd love to exceed that goal during this hour because the quicker we reach our goal, the quicker the drive will end. As soon as we reach our overall goal for the drive, $275,000, which is what Wisconsin Public Radio needs to end our fiscal year on June 30th in good financial shape, we will end this pledge drive. So if we reach the goal today, it'll be over. We're thinking probably on the weekend. But again, we need to hear from you and want to hear from you as quickly as possible. You know you're going to make a pledge. You know you're going to donate to public radio. Why wait? Why not do it now? 1-800-383-9772.
That's right, Cheryl. It is an important pledge drive as it is the very last pledge drive at the end of our fiscal year. We come to you sometime in the late fall or winter in October or November. Come to you in February, and this is the last one in May, the last one of our fiscal year, in order to make sure that we end the year in good financial shape. So that's why it's so very important for you, if you have been considering a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, to make that pledge now. It will help end this drive as soon as it can end, and it will keep Wisconsin Public Radio Financially Strong. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Cheryl, thanks very much. We'll talk to you a little bit later in the program. And we are going to get hungry in just a few minutes, and I want you to get ready with your most mouth-watering sandwich discoveries. After we check the weather, we will welcome in the co-author of Road Food Sandwiches, Jane Stern. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, May the 4th. And we're going to talk about something very dear to my heart this hour, and probably yours too, food, specifically sandwiches. The best sandwiches discovered by our guest, Jane Stern of the Road Food Books fame, who knows a thing or two about her hoagies. She and her husband, Michael Stern, have compiled about 100 examples of supreme sandwichry from sandwich shops and diners and taverns coast to coast. We'll hear about two examples included in their new book that are sandwiches from Wisconsin, and we'll welcome your suggestions of the best sandwich you've discovered anywhere. 1-800-642-1234, our toll-free number to join in the discussion, 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. Let me welcome our guest. I'm very happy to have her with us, Jane Stern, co-author with her Michael husband of the best-selling Road Food and the acclaimed memoir, Two for the Road. They are contributing editors to Gourmet, for which they write the James Beard Award-winning monthly column, Road Food. In 1992, the Sterns received a James Beard Lifetime Achievement Award. Their latest book is Road Food Sandwiches, Recipes and Lore from Our Favorite Shops Coast to Coast. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm great. Are you in the mood to talk about sandwiches this early in the morning?
I'm always in the mood to talk about sandwiches. Yeah. And by the way, Michael says hi, and Michael also wants me to tell you and all your listeners that he knows more about sandwiches than I do.
All right. Well, we'll take that, but I know you know a few things about sandwiches. In fact, you say you can maybe even tell where someone is from by how they describe the sandwich they eat.
Yeah, not only is it, let's say, if you're a grinder person or a sub or a zep or a tornado or a blimp, you know, I mean, that's all sort of regional ease for the same kind of a sandwich. But we found that people even say the word sandwich differently. Some people say sandwich, some people say sandwich, and some people say sandwich.
Sandwich, yeah.
So what do you say?
I think I'm trying to be the radio announcer and say sandwich.
Yes, right, you're not a sandwich person.
But I worked at, in fact, a submarine sandwich place. That was one of my first jobs, was working at a sub shop.
So where was that?
In Stevens Point, Wisconsin. It was called Togo's. It was a play on the word to go. But it was called Togo's, and it was a little sub sandwich place, a small chain. There's one in Marquette, Michigan, and this one in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. And it was all sorts of, you know, the typical things like cold cuts and tuna salad and egg salad. They did have some hot sandwiches. And anybody that remembers Togo's next to Papa Joe's Tavern, give a call.
Well, you know, I have to get on my soapbox. You know, this early in the morning, there is such a difference between just kind of throwing something between two pieces of bread and sandwich as art form. And not that Road Food Sandwiches is a fancy book by any means, but, you know, I think people, when they eat a great sandwich anywhere in the country, kind of snap to and realize that it's different than, you know, the leftovers we might throw between two pieces of Wonder Bread when we don't know what else to eat.
Right, right. Yeah, and this was not a gourmet place, but my favorite at the time, I was eating cold cuts at the time. I don't anymore, but it was called a number 16. It was an Italian sub with capicola and Genoa salami and lots of Italian cold cuts.
You would go crazy at the White House sub shop in Atlantic City because they have the best cold cut, hot or cold cut sandwich on this, you know, yard of freshly baked Italian bread.
Yum. You did have a couple in the book from Wisconsin. Let's plug those first.
Okay, well, certainly we do. And, you know, duh, what else are we going to put in but a Sheboygan brat? I mean, Michael is a Midwesterner. I'm an Easterner. So Sheboygan brats, Michael sort of thought that everybody in the world ate them and knew about them, but they were new to me. Mm-hmm. And we found our favorite Sheboygan brat, which, of course, it took me a year to pronounce it brat, not brat, is at the Charcoal Inn in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Have you been there, Joy?
No, I have not, but I will try it.
Well, it's wonderful. I mean, it's a classic, you know, Sheboygan brat on a hard roll, cooked, you know, obviously over charcoal, hence the name of the place is the Charcoal Inn. But it's, I don't know what they do. I think they have, like, magic charcoal, but it somehow just gives it that perfect charred outside and juicy inside.
Now, there people are really particular about their brats in Wisconsin.
They sure are.
Now, was this cut, or was it, was the casing, you know, was it just the brat without being cut in half?
No, it's cut in half, which is better because then you get four charcoal sides rather than two.
Oh, yeah, and I've had them both ways. Some people think that you can't let the juices escape from by cutting the casing.
Well, I think if you've got a juicy enough brat, it's not on the coals long enough for it to dry out.
Yeah.
I think.
What did you discover at McBob's in Milwaukee?
Well, that's our other Milwaukee choice, or Wisconsin choice. We found the best Reuben sandwich in the world. Do you like those?
I now eat veggie Reuben sandwiches.
Oh, Lord.
And they do have a good one, by the way.
What do you put in for the corned beef?
What do they have in? I'm trying to remember. I think there is a veggie pastrami or something that you can put on there. The one that I have has
no
is
comment.
The tofu. There's a sandwich that actually has a tofu and sauerkraut and tomatoes that I get at a diner.
Okay, double no comment. Tofu with sauerkraut and Swiss cheese. Yum yum yum.
That's not bad.
Well, the Stearns, we are traditionalists. And, you know, not to say that we don't drink the occasional cup of, you know, green tea or something, but McBob's is not a place that you'd really, you know, go for health food. But it is probably the best corned beef that I've had in years. It's slow cooked at 250 degrees for 12 hours,
wow,
which is quite a commitment for a restaurant to make, and cut thick and just put on this, you know, on this beautiful bread with pickles, potato chips on the side, and of course, because it's a Reuben, the classic Swiss cheese and sauerkraut on top of that.
It sounds delicious. Let me remind listeners that we are looking forward to hearing from you on sandwiches that you have discovered in Wisconsin, in the Midwest, anywhere in your travels that you think are exceptional. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Talking with Jane Stern about the book, her latest book with her husband, Michael Stern, Road Food Sandwiches. You have just about 100 examples of sandwiches in this book, including recipes and how people can make these sandwiches at home.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing because it's a coast to coast. Did I say coast to ghost?
Yeah.
Coast to coast guide to great sandwiches and how to make them. And every region of the country has a different take on it. I mean, only in Memphis will you get the Elvis special of, you know, fried bacon and peanut butter and banana sandwiches. Only in New England do you get the absolutely perfect lobster roll. Mm. And certainly, you know, in the Midwest, you know, nobody else makes a broth that way. But when we first started thinking about doing a sandwich book, you know, our initial thought was, well, everybody knows how to make a sandwich. You know, do you really need a recipe book for this? But what we came to realize in the course of writing this book, and it took us 2 years to get the 100 perfect recipes, is that so much of what makes a sandwich special are the little things. It's the flavored butter. It's making sauerkraut from scratch. It's getting a certain type of bacon. And, you know, those things are almost invisible until you start analyzing what makes a great sandwich great.
Let me try to get a caller in before our news break. Patty in West Bend. Hi, you're on the air.
The Morning Glory Coffee and Conversation in West Bend has the world's greatest fresh turkey breast sandwich.
Oh, that's for me, because I am like, I'm practically a lunatic when I go into restaurants, and turkey sandwich is my absolute favorite, and the first thing I always say is it real turkey?
Oh, yeah, that pressed stuff. That you
it's like what you get on an airplane, but this is like a real turkey meat cut from a real turkey.
Thank you, Patty, for the call. And Jane Stern, stand by as we check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. And then we'll continue to talk about road food sandwiches and welcome your nominations for the best after the news. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Looking forward to hearing from you about the best sandwiches that you've ever had anywhere in the country. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. We're talking with Jane Stern, who is co-author, along with her husband, Michael, of Road Food Sandwiches, which includes about 100 of the best sandwiches they've discovered in nearly every state in the nation, from Cubans to French dips to egg salad to various hoagies or subs, whichever you call them, and many, many more. Looking forward to hearing from you. Where have you discovered an exceptional sandwich? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. And Jane Stern, I know that you've discovered more than 100 exceptional sandwiches, but is there one that really stood out to you that we haven't talked about so far?
Oh, God, you know, it's like asking, you know, who your favorite child is. But, you know, since we were talking about turkey breasts a few minutes ago, my particular favorite sandwich is from Kentucky. It's called a hot brown. Have you ever
heard
of it?
Never heard of it. What's on it?
Okay, it was invented at the Brown Hotel about a century ago. It's white turkey meat, like from a real turkey, not a fake turkey, put on bread, and then cheese, tomato, and bacon, and it's sizzled. And it is just one, it's almost like a BLT, but it's like a TLT.
Oh, wow.
And it's just so sumptuous and delicious. And they serve these all year round at the Brown Hotel, but of course during the Kentucky Derby, you have to have a mint julep to wash it down, and it's quite wonderful.
To the phones we go. Steve in Rice Lake is with us. Hi, Steve.
Hi. My vote goes for Chicago, Illinois, for Mama D's Pizzeria and Italian Beef Sandwich Shops. They're all over. and you get the Italian beef sandwich with the mozzarella cheese, onions, and green peppers, and you get it double dipped. They dip it in the au jus twice, and everybody that's in those shops, including all the cops and firefighters and the electrical guys, nobody's talking. Everyone is eating, and nobody says a thing to anyone, and everybody has the same thought in their mind. They're awesome.
I love this. And wait a minute, Steve. Where is Steve from, Jane?
Illinois. Imagine.
Believe it or not, I'm from Wisconsin.
Are you okay?
You know, Michael, my husband, who is the co-author of the book, is from Chicago, and he is, you know, a complete Italian beef fanatic. And he once pointed out to me that at Mr. Beef and all the, you know, his favorite Italian beef places, exactly what the caller just said. Nobody talks to each other, and they're mostly eaten standing up, not sitting on chairs. And people have this particular way of standing with their elbows out, like leaning forward, so the juice doesn't drip.
Yep, you have to lean against the counter. Everybody leans because
you got it.
Yep, and they serve them to you in a basket with wax paper, and you're just leaning over this basket, and it's just.
It's the awesome. Lean that's important.
Exactly. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Steve. And didn't you say the Italian beef is what it's called in Chicago, but it's called other things elsewhere?
Well, it's got its, if I can use an academic term, its cognates in other parts of the world. I mean, at Philippe's, the original in Los Angeles, it's called a French dip sandwich, and it's basically kind of the same thing with the au jus on the side, and you dip the beef in the, you know, in the sauce. And in Buffalo, there's something called beef on weck, and weck is shorthand for a Kimmel weck sandwich, which is a caraway seed roll, and that also you dip in the juice from the beef. So there are different versions of it around the country.
Yeah, beef on weck. Okay. Oh, Randy in Green Bay apparently has gone to Togo's in Stevens Point. Hi, Randy. You're on the air.
Good morning, Joy. And I have a story of opening day Togo's. I believe it was 1972. Being a student there, my best friend and I, Dave, went there. Of course, we rolled out of Papa Joe's and rolled right next door.
That was common, yeah.
Yeah, pretty common. And so we were sitting in the table area there. My sister Joan was the manager there, so I think we were eating free that night. And it was about 12:30, and a lady, elderly lady, brought her car through the front doors into the vestibule, taking out the first table and the windows, obviously. And that was opening day of Togo Stevens Point. They immediately had to board it up. And, of course, as you said, I think a number 16, they probably had one that was probably the glass sandwich.
Oh, no.
it was an adventure.
What a story.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Randy. That was, I was there in 77, so I was.
Nobody was driving through the window when you were there.
Yeah. Thank you very much for sharing that. Let's go to Holland in DeForest next. Hi, you're on the air.
This is Harland.
I'm sorry.
Not Howard.
It's Harland.
Yes.
Go ahead.
We were down in St. Augustine, Florida a few years ago, and we were driving along the beach. We came upon this Billinger's looking restaurant. It was hexagon built in style, and we went in and we saw on the menu a stuffed French toast. And it was a thick French toast with sliced bananas and fresh strawberries topped with whipped cream. It was delicious.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah, that's.
And we stopped there one other time, and the restaurant was closed, so we missed it.
Oh,
we were
going to
stop for another order.
But when you were in Florida, did you have a Cuban sandwich anywhere?
No, we didn't.
Because that's the Cuban sandwich is one of the kind of sandwiches that's pressed between, you know, like a heavy weight on top of it, and it's a length of Cuban bread, and it's got ham and cheese and pickles, and it's grilled. It's our favorite one is in Key West at a place called El Ciboney, and it's a real Florida treat.
Thank you, Harland, for the call. Do you find a good po' boy anywhere?
Of course we do. You know, actually, Ugalich, which used to have my favorite
po' boys went out of business at, when it was in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
I have to say this the way they said, New Orleans. And I think, oh, my gosh, po' boys are, again, one of the things that in other parts of the country are called, you know, subs, blimps. It's a long piece of bread with stuff in it. But the po' boys have, like, fried oysters, fried shrimp. They're much funkier than the grinders anywhere else. And, yes, in New Orleans, that's our favorite. Yeah. Do you have a favorite?
No, not in particular. We do have some New Orleans takeout places here in Madison that have, I believe they may have been New Orleans transplants who opened them up. But
wow.
They're good. Let me go to Bob and DeForest next. Hi, Bob. You're on the air.
Good morning. My wife and I were in Florida some years ago, and we were in West Palm Beach, and we're in a shopping mall. And so we went up the second floor, we found a food court. And a place called Let's Talk Turkey, they had fresh turkey cut. Not only just turkey, they had some chicken, but they specialized in turkey. And they had vegetables like sweet potatoes and all that kind of stuff. And we were just surprised to see that, a restaurant specializing in fresh turkey in a shopping mall.
And that was sort of their only menu item besides the side dishes?
Again, that it was basically a turkey restaurant, so to speak. And then they had a chicken, I believe. You could also get chicken cut. And then you had your fresh vegetables. But the point of people enjoying turkey meat for their nutritional as well as their taste was just outstanding.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, Joy, the only reason for Thanksgiving is the turkey sandwiches the next day.
Yeah.
And are you a lover of hot turkey, open-faced hot turkey sandwiches?
I think doing an alternative to chicken is excellent. I asked the owner, I said, have you thought about expanding? He says, well, we're in West Palm Beach, and I believe in Orlando. And I said, well, bring it up here, you know, it'd be great, but I wish we could eat more of that. I just love the taste. I don't know if the people would substitute for chicken, because chicken being so popular. But
I like turkey better.
Yeah, I do too.
Absolutely. We could start a turkey fan club.
Well, I'm going to Philadelphia in August. Where do I go if I would get a cheesesteak, where would I go?
Okay, let me just think a minute. When are you going?
August.
Okay, well, let me just, our vote for best cheesesteak, and of course this is where, you know, another one in Road Food Sandwiches that we have the recipe for, is at Pat's King of Steaks. Now, have you eaten a Philly cheesesteak before?
When I worked at Togo's, we did make a cheesesteak, and I did eat. That was, though, a Stevens Point version.
Okay, well, that Togo sounds like a defining moment in your
It's my only experience. Yes.
Well, the way they make a Philly cheesesteak at Pat's, which is in Philadelphia, is to use the, you know, classic very, very thin cut pieces of meat, which, you know, is what they call a steak. It's thinly sliced beef on a Italian hero roll with a large onion, butter, and here is where it's either make or break. You have to put Cheese Whiz on it. You can't put brie. You can't put mozzarella. You can't put cheddar. It has to be Cheese Whiz. And I can't remember which presidential candidate in the last election went to Philly and ordered a cheesesteak with real cheese on it, and he completely lost the vote in Philadelphia.
Big mistake. Yeah.
They thought he was a creep from out of town.
Well, we are out of time. I wish I could have gotten to many, many more of the sandwiches in the book. People will have to read more about it. Sardines on Rye sounds interesting to me.
Interesting.
Thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome, Joy. Nice talking to you.
Jane Stern, co-author with her husband Michael of Road Food Sandwiches. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 11 minutes before 7 o'clock. Coming up after 7, we'll talk with a guest who says that the Republican candidates last night, the first GOP presidential candidate debate, we're trying to channel the legacy of Ronald Reagan. But he says even the Gipper, can't get them out from underneath President Bush's shadow. We'll talk more about that after 7 o'clock. Joining me now, Cheryl Gasser, the Assistant Director of Talk Programming on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hello again, Cheryl.
Hello, Joy.
And we are working toward a $1,000 goal, and for whatever reason, we have just raised $120 toward that goal so far this hour, which is nice. Thank you for that $120 in pledges, but we have a long way to go to make our goal of $1,000.
And the important thing is that we make our goals hour by hour. We want to meet every goal. We'd love to exceed every goal, because this pledge drive, as soon as we reach our overall goal, we will end the drive and go back to normal hour-long programming. So we know that you are going to make a pledge during the drive. You know you value Wisconsin Public Radio. You realize that it takes listener support to bring the programming to you each weekday morning and around the clock, whether it's news or weather, talk, entertainment on the weekends. It's a wonderful package, but it takes money. It costs. Quality radio costs, and that is why we come to you a few times a year. So please, go to the phone now. Let's reach that goal with your help. We can do it call by call, 1-800-383-9772. Or online, WPR.org.
We accept, we appreciate, we need pledges of any amount. It's completely up to you as to how Wisconsin Public Radio fits into your budget, how Wisconsin Public Radio fits into your life. If you are able to swing a larger pledge during this hour, that would really go a long way toward keeping us on track, keeping us on this goal of $1,000. But you decide whether that pledge is a monthly installment of $10 a month, that's a $120 pledge, or $100 a month, a $1,200 a year pledge. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
And for a pledge of $10 a month or more, we will send you the member benefit card, which is goes perfectly with this hour, Joy, and the food shows that you do. It will get you 2-for-1 benefits, including 2-for-1 entrees at over 250 restaurants around Wisconsin. You pay for one entree, the second entree is free, our way of saying thank you for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. If you eat out a couple times a month, your pledge can pay for itself with that member benefit card. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Got a lot of calls from listeners around the state who had great sandwiches that they'd like to share. Jane Stern, a wonderful guest who knows her way around a sandwich. It was a fun hour. I think I got a bunch of emails, too, from listeners. Wasn't able to share them during the hour. But thanks to Ingrid in Stevens Point, who says that her all-time favorite is a Moroccan carrot sandwich, which sounds really good. I won't go into it. And Tim from Evansville, who called in, who I didn't get on the air, who has loves gyros, and he has a place in Eau Claire where he loves those. Thank you so much for calling in and participating during all of our call-in programs. We really appreciate your listening along, your calling in during the programs. You really add so much to the programming. Right now, though, we need you to add a few of your dollars to our financial pot, because listener support is vital to the health of Wisconsin Public Radio. 31% of our budget comes from listener contributions to pay for the programming that you hear. And that's why we ask you from time to time to make that call, WPR.org online or 1-800-383-9772, and chip in, pass the hat here, chip in and help support Wisconsin Public Radio.
If you're already a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, thank you for your support. If not, now is the time to join. You listen to Joy each morning. You enjoy the variety of topics that she covers, from politics to education to health to lighter fare like this, like your food, favorite sandwiches. We talk movies. We talk pop culture. She does it all, and she does it so well. What is that worth to you? 1-800-383-9772, the number to call. Pledge online at WPR.org. Andre, I like to think of Wisconsin Public Radio as a sandwich. You know, the guests are the meat, the hosts maybe the cheese, the producers are the lettuce.
I'm the cheese.
You're the cheese. You can be the lettuce if you want. But our members are the bread. They hold the Wisconsin Public Radio sandwich together. They're the foundation. They're the roof. And we could not do it without without them. We need to hear from you now. Be part of the sandwich. 1-800-383-9772. We can make that goal of $1,000. We have 5 minutes left this hour, and we're a quarter of the way there. How about you?
Yeah, someone else called in and pledged $10 a month, a $120 pledge, and that listener will get the member benefit card and will be able to sample all sorts of sandwiches and other foods all over the state of Wisconsin and beyond. And it's 2-for-1 entrees with the member benefit card at the participating restaurants. Yours for a pledge of $10 a month or more, $120. A great contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio, and the member benefit card will come your way as a thank you. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
And you might be wondering what happens when I make that phone call. Well, a friendly volunteer will answer your call, ask you a few questions, who you are, how you would like to contribute, how much you'd like to contribute. Again, the amount completely up to you. You can pay with a check, credit card, electronic funds transfer. You can pay all at once. You can pay monthly. The options are endless, and the volunteer can walk you through those steps, but it'll take you about 3 minutes, 4 minutes to make that call, make that pledge, and become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you for your support. Go to the phone now, 800-383-9772.
And Cheryl, when we have these pledge drives, we are asking for listener support, because listener support is so important to our financial picture, to the budget of Wisconsin Public Radio, to pay for the programming. And we really do budget. This is how much we need in listener support to help pay the bills. And we ask for only what we need in terms of listener support. And when we reach the goal, this drive, the goal when we started was $275,000. And when we raise that amount from you, dear listener, we stop this pledge drive. So the sooner you call in your pledge, the sooner this pledge drive will be over. Right now, the total still to go, $203,000 plus a little loose change, $203,000 left to go to raise during this pledge drive, and then we'll end. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Now, that sounds like a lot of money, but it goes quickly with all those pledges adding up.
It happens. A call by call, pledge by pledge. 1-800-383-9772. $1,000 is what we want to reach this hour. We have $240 raised so far. Call in now with your pledge. Be as generous as you can. If a large donation is within your budget, wonderful. Whatever the amount, though, is so important that we hear from you, whether it's $5 or $5,000. We want to hear from you during this hour. Your pledge during Joy's program lets her know that you enjoy the show, lets Leo and Karen and Carmen, the producers of the program, know that you appreciate what they do, the guests that they bring to you, the chance to call in and participate, and the wide variety, as I continue to say, of topics that Joy covers. What is that worth to you? Put a price on it. Go to the phone now, 800-383-9772. We can make this goal with your call.
Another listener called in to say that he or she loves Kral's Hamburgers in Green Bay. Well, thanks for that. How about calling in your pledge at 1-800-383-9772, because you like talking about politics, you like talking about important current issues of the day, and because you like hearing about and talking about these cultural issues and popular culture issues, things that are important to our lives in terms of food and travel and music and movies, which we also try to bring you each and every day here on the Ideas Network, a part of the mix, because life is about a lot of things. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
You listen to Joy each morning. You count on her to be there with news and information, with fun and pop culture every once in a while, just mixing it up. And we are asking you to be here for us during this pledge drive, this final pledge drive of our fiscal year. Help us go out strong. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Keep calling through the news and they'll count for this hour.
And if you do, again, have a generous pledge in your budget that will help us reach this $1,000 goal, you can break it up monthly if that's what you would like to do. We'll make it as easy as possible for you to pay for your pledge. 1-800-383-9772. Thanks, Cheryl. We'll talk to you later. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.